7:34 the time, 26 minutes before 8 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show. Coming up, we're going to go over the president's infrastructure plan and what it includes. Today, of course, March 31st, the final day in March, and we are honoring really special women throughout the month of March. And today, this morning, we're going to start with Angela Davis. She was born in 1944 in Birmingham, Alabama, into a neighborhood known at that time as Dynamite Hill. And it was known as Dynamite Hill because a group of racist white men at that time, and they're still known as the Ku Klux Klan, often bombed the homes of black families who lived there in Dynamite Hill. Schools were segregated in Alabama back then, and the education that black children received was inferior by far. And despite those difficulties, Angela was smart and curious, and her parents were thrilled when she got a scholarship to a high school in New York City where she could go to school safely and pursue her passion for learning, for absorbing knowledge. She thrived in her new school, and she and her new friends attended rallies and protests in support of the civil rights movement, which demanded equal rights for all people in America, but most especially then for blacks in America. In college, she was one of only three black students in her class. She felt isolated, but she didn't let that stop her from learning. Angela loved philosophy and literature, and she continued her college career in Europe, where she studied the writing of a bunch of great thinkers, and she connected with their ideas. And with her own belief, she connected those two things together, and she put it all together and focused on the injustice that she was witnessing here at home. She started speaking out against racism and sexism and in favor of gay rights. She criticized the government for its role in the Vietnam War. In 1969, she was hired as a college professor, but the governor of California at that time, a guy by the name of Ronald Reagan, you may know him, had her fired because of her political beliefs. That was San Francisco State University, by the way. Her students and fellow teachers were outraged, and they rallied to support Angela. She never got that job back, but she went on to teach several at other prestigious universities around the country, and she continued to speak out about injustice wherever it occurred. Today, Angela is educating people about the unfair treatment of prisoners. She's written 9 books, including a book about her own life. She's powerful and inspiring. She's also a powerful and inspiring public speaker, really, and people listen to her because she's a strong black woman who is never afraid to tell you the truth, to speak her mind, and to demand justice and liberation for all people. On March 31st, as we close out Women's History Month, we celebrate Angela Davis on the Mornings with Ed show.